BBC News with Neil Nunes. The closing ceremony of the London Olympic Games is underway, featuring miniature landmark buildings of the capital and a medley of British musical acts. During the ceremony of the Olympic flag will be passed on to Rio de Janeiro for the 2016 Games. The United States topped the medals table with 46 goals, followed by China and Britain. Rob Brumbry is at the closing ceremony.
Busy streets, transport chaos and traffic jams kicked off the closing ceremony, all set to music inside the Olympic Stadium. There was madness too, the band that is, plus acrobats, choreographed dancers and an early appearance by Ray Davis of the 1960s group The Kinks. London is saying goodbye to the Olympics with spectacle, charm and decibels.
The British Prime Minister David Cameron has hosted a conference on world hunger as part of the legacy of the London Olympics. Mr. Cameron called on the world to take decisive action to transform the lives of millions of children. The aim of the summit is to raise enough money to prevent 25 million under fives from suffering stunted growth before the 2016 Olympic Games in Brazil. The Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi has sacked the powerful Defense Minister Field Marshal Hussein Tantawi and his deputy. Field Marshal Tantawi took control of the government when the former President Hosni Mubarak was ousted last year. He had previously served as Defense Minister. Nadir Omran is a spokesman for Mr. Morsi's party, the Muslim Brotherhood. He says it's the moment Egyptians have been demanding.
It is the right decision which the Egyptian people have waited for long to be applied, and actually, to tell you the truth, it came sooner than we thought. We thought that it would take months before Morsi can take these steps, but we are extremely happy with the decision here.
Mr. Morsi also announced that he was cancelling constitutional amendments brought in by the military, which sought to limit the powers of the president. A Turkish member of parliament from the main opposition Republican People's Party has been kidnapped by the armed wing of the Kurdish separatist group PKK. The governor of the province of Tunceli said Hussein Aygun, who is of Kurdish origin, was abducted after visiting a village in his home province. Bethany Bell has this report.
Mr. Aygun, a pro-Kurdish activist and lawyer from the main opposition Republican People's Party, is a surprising target. In the past, the PKK has kidnapped soldiers, journalists and other civilians, but this is believed to be the first time they've abducted a member of parliament. The incident comes at a time of rising tension between the PKK and the Turkish army, as Kurds just over the border in northern Syria are beginning to call for more autonomy.
World News from the BBC. The Nigerian security forces say they have killed 20 suspected militants from the Islamist Boko Haram group in the northeastern Borno state. A security official said the militants were killed during a gun battle near Maiduguri as soldiers raided an Islamist hideout. Boko Haram has been waging an insurgency against the government and killed hundreds of people in gun and bomb attacks in the predominantly Muslim north and more recently in the capital Abuja. The authorities in Iran say their main focus after Saturday's devastating earthquakes is to provide food and shelter to thousands of survivors. More than 300 people died and over 2,000 were injured. Our World Affairs correspondent Peter Bars has this report.
The two earthquakes had struck just 11 minutes apart. Scores of villages were damaged. Some north of the provincial capital Tabriz are said to have been flattened completely. The rural areas were the worst affected by the earthquakes, but Iranian officials say search and rescue operations are ending. Most people have apparently been accounted for, and the authorities are now concentrating on getting shelter and emergency supplies to the survivors. About 16,000 people have been helped so far.
The mayor-elect of a city in the Mexican state of San Luis Potosi has been killed. Edgar Morales Perez was shot dead along with his campaign manager Francisco Hernandez when gunmen opened fire as they drove home from a party. The motive for the attack is unknown. San Luis Potosi has mostly been spared much of the violence, which more northern states have seen, but last week 14 bodies were dumped by a main road. Saudi media are reporting that King Abdullah has ordered $50 million worth of aid to be sent to the Muslim minority of Burma, the Rohingya. Tens of thousands of Rohingya have fled sectarian violence in Burma, where they are not recognized as citizens and are considered to be stateless. BBC News.